Last Sunday morning, all eyes were on local athlete Aoife Cook as she went in chase of the Olympic qualifying time at the Cheshire Elite Marathon in the UK. And it was a fantastic result for Aoife. And we're going to welcome Aoife now to Drive Time Sport and, of course, congratulate her on that amazing run last weekend. Hello to you, Aoife.
Hi, Barry.
Massive well done, a fabulous occasion. You know, you've come a long way, I suppose, since you got back into athletics.
Yeah, it's been a bit of a whirlwind last week, but like overall it's been a long journey to get here, you know. I suppose since I started back with the running in 2015, it was always kind of a dream of mine, even though it was kind of so far away at the time, but kind of, I guess it was just great to just get it done now. Eventually, especially with COVID over the last year, with everything having been postponed, you know.
Yeah, it definitely has been a tough time. We might just give our listeners a bit of background on yourself, although I'm sure many are familiar with you at this stage. But obviously you have strong Yawl roots with your late grandfather, Jack Dempsey, such a driving force behind the Yawl Athletic Club back in the day.
Absolutely, yeah. So he was always very into the athletics. So he was always proud of his punch, you know, when I was with any of my achievements. And I'm sure he's proud of punch, you know, over the last week as well. So yeah, you know, he's obviously been very involved in the All Athletic Club, as you said, and then he coached my aunt Mary Sweeney as well, who then went on to coach me for a while. So we're just kind of passing on the baton at this stage.
Yeah, brilliant stuff. And I suppose you kind of shot to fame after winning the national title at the Dublin City Marathon back in 2019. And that really put you on the national stage.
Yeah. So I think that was the big kind of springboard for me, really. You know, I was kind of doing my thing quietly enough, I suppose, up until then. And, you know, kind of people knew me in the local scene and around Cork, but I guess nationally, it was Dublin that brought me to the fore, I guess.
Yeah, that win was obviously a very big win, and it put you in a great position for the Olympics. But the standard time, I believe that's changed quite a bit since the last Olympics, hasn't it? The time was a lot tougher this time.
Yeah, so last time for Rio, the official kind of qualification time was 2:45 now. Obviously, each country could only bring three people. So, so last time in 2016, like for Ireland, 2:37 was the slowest time that made it in. So you know, it was a lot easier to qualify for it. You could say. So they changed the qualification for this one in Tokyo to 2:29:30, which was a huge difference, really, you know. So that's the, you know, between 2:45 and 2:29:30, it's over 15 minutes of a difference.
Yeah, that's remarkable. And I remember speaking to you going back probably 3, 4, 5 years ago. Like you had the Olympics on your mind at that stage. So as you said, this is a plan that has took a long time.
Yeah, it has, you know. And I suppose these kind of plans do take time. They don't happen overnight. So but yeah, it's just kind of about the patience and consistency and resilience, I think, over the last few years.
And many people would have thought when you won the National Marathon in 2019 that would have been your ticket to the Olympics, but that wasn't the case. Tell us more about that.
Yeah, so obviously the time in Dublin was, I ran 2:32, so it wasn't, you know, it wasn't the qualification time. Now there is a point system that was in place. That's not the case anymore. I think it's just the qualification time now that counts. But I think the plan, so like I got bonus points from Dublin with it being my national championship, but I did still have to do a second race to qualify. And I had planned on doing Vienna in 2020 to try and do that. But obviously, the way things went last year, everything was cancelled. So everything got pushed to this year. So just making 2021 my 2020, I guess.
Yeah, and tell us about maybe some of or all the hard work that has gone on since that national marathon title, because I know all the people who I've been talking to, all the Strava fanatics, have been keeping up to date with some of the, you know, big sessions you've been doing, unbelievable training.
Yeah, so definitely really put the head down now over the last year, trying to make the most of a difficult situation, I guess. But I went over after the Dublin Marathon in 2019. I went over to Kenya in December and January to do altitude training, so in order to try and prepare myself for that marathon in Vienna. No, that didn't happen, obviously, but, you know, I got a good benefit from Kenya, I think, still. I came back and I did the John Tracy 10-mile in Dungarvan and got a PB. So, you know, it kind of suggested that the training and the working at altitude over there did work. So then I came back, obviously was training for Vienna, but that didn't materialise. So I took a bit of a step back for a couple of weeks, you know, trying to figure out what to do next, and I suppose just kind of trained through the summer. You know, it was kind of difficult because just didn't know what was going to happen. You know, would there be marathons in the fall? We didn't know at the time, you know, and everything like that. So we're just kind of, you know, training to keep my fitness up, you know, that once things did start to open up and marathons started happening again, that I would have that fitness to transition into marathon training. So I came across the marathon that I did last weekend, the Cheshire one, online probably back in September, and I just said I'd sign up for it just because, you know, it just didn't look like any of the big city marathons were going to happen. And then just kind of knuckles down from December onwards, getting the long runs in. I've been kind of running 100 to 115 miles a week, you know, running twice a day most days, and then running kind of a 20 to 24 miler on a Sunday, so it's been fairly full on.
Yeah, it sure has. That's unbelievable. And talk to us about the lead up to the big marathon last Sunday, maybe the couple of days prior to the event. I would imagine there was a lot of pressure on yourself heading into it, Aoife. Obviously you had the training done, and I'm sure you were pretty confident of achieving at the time going on what you had done in training, but you'd still needed to go out and execute it and really put on the performance of your life.
Yeah, absolutely. Like, as you said, I was confident in the training that I had done. But again, yeah, you know, that you know with the marathon that anything can happen, really. So there was also that bit of, you know, nervousness going in there, you know, what could happen at mile 20-22, you know. So, you know, it's always at the back of your mind. So it was just to kind of execute a good race, you know, kind of, you know, just keep the pace right at the beginning of the race and not kind of go off too fast or like blow up at the end. So I just had the plan in place for the race and just try to execute it that way. So yeah, like I suppose coming up to the race in the week beforehand, you know, so many people were on to me being, you know, that they'd be tuning in to watch and, you know, looking at the tracker and stuff. So I knew that there would be a big turnout to watch me online anyway, so I had that as well.
Yeah, it was fantastic. And the race itself, I would imagine everything went to plan?
It did, yeah. So I went out kind of at the pace that I had planned and kind of went through halfway in, I think I went through halfway in 73:30, so slowed a little bit in the second half, but not too much. So all in all, it pretty much went to plan.
Yeah, and to win the event itself, extra special?
Oh yeah, absolutely. You know, there was great talent there. Obviously there was a few people there trying to get the qualifying time as well, so you know there was a good caliber there, so to win it overall was excellent.
Yeah, it sure was. And I think it's only about a little over 80 days now until the Olympic Games at Tokyo. Tell us more about that.
Yeah, so it's been a bit of a whirlwind now this week, just trying to kind of figure out my next steps to the Olympics, because as you say, there's not a whole lot of time really. So I've been kind of speaking with people, you know, about what training to do and now and then, and you know, kind of travel arrangements and all that kind of stuff. So yeah, nothing kind of set in stone just yet, just because I suppose it's a little bit more difficult to travel at the moment, but we'll hopefully get away for a few weeks to train in a warmer climate to get myself used to what the conditions will be like over in Japan.
Yeah, that would be certainly great and very beneficial for you. And look, I know it's been well documented. I've read plenty of pieces. Obviously, you've got great coverage in recent times. You've obviously had no funding, so you had to fund everything yourself. And one of your training partners, I believe, is after coming up with a great idea. And I'm sure the people of Yall and Cork and further afield will support you with that GoFundMe page that has been set up.
Yeah, no, it was great for him to do that. So yeah, like as you said, kind of over the past, well, I mean, since I came back, you know, I've to running, I haven't received any funding, so it's been kind of all on my own back. And I suppose in the past year, particularly when things kind of ramped up a lot more with the training and everything, you know, I'd kind of have to go for massages once every fortnight, really, just, you know, to kind of keep my body in good nick and, you know, gear, shoes, you know, I go through a lot of shoes running 110 miles a week. So, you know, it can be expensive when you're going at it fully like I was, you know. And I feel particularly in the last year, I suppose, you know, before I might have gotten prize money from races and things like that, which would go towards all those kind of things. But in the last year, you know, there hasn't been any races, so I haven't had that either. So it was difficult at times, you know, and I suppose even just travelling over to England was a bit more expensive than it usually would be, with having to get COVID tests and everything like that as well. So I'm just really appreciative of the GoFundMe that Damien set up.
Yeah, very good. And of course, if for more on that, I'm sure if you Google the Aoife Cook GoFundMe page, that will bring you to that, and I'm sure you'll get the reserve you so richly deserve. And just in terms of that, I suppose it's a big opportunity now for maybe any business in Cork or anything like that to get behind you, Aoife, because this is absolutely massive, not just for Cork, for the people of Ireland, to have yourself heading off to the Olympics that has achieved that qualifying time for the standard. It's just amazing.
Yeah, I really appreciate anything, you know, I suppose as well over the next few months to be going away to train will be a big endeavour as well. And I want to give it my best shot when I go over there. So just to knuckle down and get the training done and just be able to focus on that.
Fantastic. 34 years young, I believe, in terms of, you know, marathon runners, you know, that's a young age, and hopefully you could have a long and successful marathon career ahead of you.
Yeah, that's the plan anyway. So, like, yeah, 34 is young when it comes to marathon running, as we've seen from a few runners, you know, I suppose notably Sinead Diver over in Australia, you know, kind of shows the longevity that is there. So I can definitely see myself keeping this up for the next 8 to 10 years anyway.
Exciting times ahead for sure, Aoife. We look forward to following your progress again going forward. And just in terms of the support over the last week, I would imagine it has been unbelievable.
Oh, incredible. Yeah, my phone was blowing up Sunday evening and all day Monday. The amount of support and the congratulations and the well wishes and everything like that has been mind-blowing, and I really appreciate all of it.
Yeah, and in terms of your club that you're representing at the moment, which is Eagle Athletic Club in Cork, they've been a huge help to you.
They have, yeah. They've been really supportive, and you know, just with helping me with training and everything like that. Like I mentioned, Damon and another club member, Mark, has been a lot of help with my training sessions as well.
Yeah, look, it's all fantastic, Aoife. As I said, look, we're going to be following you closely going forward. The Olympics, just over 80 days to go, and hopefully we'll have the local road races back on the Cork and Munster scene, and we'll see you winning many more of them as well for the coming years. It was fantastic to speak to you here on Drive Time Sport, and a massive congratulations on an outstanding achievement, and I'm sure we'll be talking about it for many years to come.
Thanks very much.